When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's episode zeroes in on the essential marketing strategies ideal for just about any side hustle, or at least for a lot of side hustles. I know we got people working in different categories, doing different things, but you also have very limited time. So let's hear today from Miguel. He's got a question. I'm going to attempt to answer it. Miguel is a software engineer, budding indie game developer, and he's basically wondering, like, how do I effectively engage an audience, establish online presence, grow a customer base, and so on? But how do I master this art in a crowded marketplace and, again, with limited time? So this is a common quest, a common challenge. It's crucial to strategize your marketing moves just as carefully as your product development. Let's see if we can level up your marketing game by figuring out what are the key activities, these things you must do to boost visibility and engagement for whatever it is you're trying to make. Thanks for being out there. My name is Chris Gillipo. This is Side Hustle School. Detailed question coming right up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hello, I'm Miguel, a software engineer and aspiring indie game developer based in Chicago. I've started a side hustle creating narrative-driven mobile games. Here's what I'm wondering. In the vast landscape of marketing strategies, I'm unsure which task to prioritize. Could you break down the key marketing activities that are essential for promoting a digital product like mobile games and building a dedicated user base?
Hey Miguel, got it, love it. Let's narrow down to what's truly essential in your marketing toolkit, keeping in mind the busy lives of side hustlers like yourself. And listeners, we're going to answer Miguel's question, but hopefully in a way that is helpful to others as well. That's what we always try to do. Step one, I think, is to pinpoint where the audience is. In this case, digital product of mobile games. Where are those players? I don't mean geographically in the world. In this case, I mean online. Where are narrative-driven game enthusiasts hanging out? Is it Twitter, Reddit, specific gaming forums? It's not about being everywhere. It's about being where it counts, picking a couple of places, a couple of communities, and being strong there, strong and active in a couple of communities. But also step two, create an online hub, like not just engaging on those platforms, but your game needs a home base, a website. Doesn't have to be elaborate. A simple, clean design on WordPress or Squarespace works just fine. But you do want to have a hub that you can bring people to or refer people to. And about that community, step three, you want to build an actual community, not just a player base. You want to engage with potential players, reply to comments, join conversations, maybe start a Discord server if you have space for that in your life. If you don't, totally understand it. But the point is to build relationships, not just broadcast messages. I also think it's good. Step four here, use email wisely. Start collecting emails early before the game launches. Again, just really simple. MailChimp, ConvertKit, other services, a simple newsletter updating subscribers on your game's progress is powerful. And then the last step, analytics, your secret weapon. Analytics are going to tell you what you need to spend more time on. So check analytics on your website, on social platforms. It's not just about the numbers, it's about the insight that the numbers give you into what's working and what's not, so that you don't spread yourself thin over countless activities. You instead focus on a few key areas. Keep it focused, keep it genuine, and you'll see your player base grow. Miguel, cheering you on. Listeners, wishing you the best as well. Hope this is a year of action for you. Depending on what's happened over the past month or two, you always got time to regroup, re-strategize. We got a lot more time in the year, so I would love to hear some positive reports as we go along. You can always reach me on social media or sidehustleschool.com. We'll feature updates from listeners throughout the year. New episode every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.